your host, Jaymont G.
And we're back down at Warbirds of America, the north end of the Air Venture grounds, just on the east side of the North 40. And there are a lot of warbirds sitting around here and a lot of great friendly people to tell you all about their airplanes. And we're talking to a few of the directors from Warbirds of America. Rick Siegfried is going to now tell us all about the air show participation and their big, huge show on the weekend.
Yep, well, it's the air show is a wonderful part of coming to Air Venture for us all. We all enjoy watching the airplanes fly all over the sky. You know, this is a chance for the warbirds to get as many airplanes as we can up in the air all at one time. The formation guys practice before coming up to Air Venture Oshkosh and are well practiced and ready to go as they take to the air. Today, being Navy Day, as we said before, we're going to try to put a lot of fun Navy airplanes in the air, some you've probably never seen fly before, and it'll be something for a treat for everybody. We're going to start, you know, everybody had to train in something. And we're going to have the SNJs are going to be featured, eight of them in a couple of formations. And they're going to do a little quick runaround for the crowd as we launch the other aircraft and get ready to put on the rest of the show. We've got several Wildcats in the show today. I think the Tiger Cat's going to fly today. We're going to have the Bearcat fly today. So we got quite a collection of cats that are going to be out there in front of you. Those are all, of course, Grumman aircraft. And in general, I think it's just going to be a fabulous show. The Helldiver is going to fly with a Legacy flight, so that'll really be something to see. That poster that is so popular this year with the Helldiver on it and the F-18, look close this afternoon. You might see something like that.
What is that what looks like a pole, you know, coming out of the between the Helldiver and the F-18 on the poster?
The radio mast?
Is that what
it's
it is?
Probably the radio mast. Yeah, it was a mast that held up the wire that ran from the radio and then back towards the tail to for communications out in the Pacific when the Helldiver was doing its job for our nation.
So what time is that particular one going to go?
The show, I think, is 15:30 or 3:30. So this afternoon, the Legacy flight will be towards the end of that show,
okay, as
my understanding. So about 45 minutes into the show or something like that. So that'll be about right.
And, of course, we cover that live here on EA Radio. Anybody who's not anywhere near the announcer stand and all the PA speakers can tune to EA Radio and hear the announcer stand and the Warbirds flight this afternoon, and any afternoon, actually, during Air Venture.
Yep.
And that's today, and then what about the rest of the week?
The rest of the week, it's always a packed schedule. Tomorrow's going to let the jet warbirds fly tomorrow. Once again, that's our big safety day, so we'll have a lot of our members. We'll be going to forums all day long and things of that sort. But we kind of give that day up to the jets so they can go off and show off for the crowd. So everybody look forward to that. Friday is always a big warbird show. Friday, change up a little bit in the time. We normally fly at 3:30. We kind of open the show. On Friday, we're going to be flying in the afternoon and close the show with a grand spectacular warbirds, about a 60-minute long show. We're going to get everything we can up in the air just for the crowd here at Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and we're looking forward to that. Saturday will be another big push, and we'll get it once again as many airplanes from the trainers, the liaison airplanes, the fighters. Hopefully we'll get a few bombers in the air that day and some transport aircraft as well. If they show up here and want to fly in the daily air show, we make it happen just so you can get a chance to see these aircraft in their element, which, of course, is in flight.
Now, we're leading into the next segment here in about 10 or 15 minutes when we're going to talk about safety. But let's delve into how you process, how you put together such a huge flight of airplanes.
Well, it takes a lot of coordination, and a lot of people are certainly involved in it. Our air boss for the Warbird Show has been Wayne Boggs for years. He's air boss all over the country, and he's got a lot of help with George Klein, and we've got one of our Warbird members that works closely with him, helps him get all the materials ready for the show, things of that sort. The formation groups, they go to clinics around the country prior to Air Venture, as well as other times of years, to learn that skill of formation flying. We've got a whole series of wingmen and lead cards. They take actual check rides with other people, learn the different positions before they come up here to Oshkosh, because everybody who's flying in a formation has to have formation card in order to participate. And again, that helps us keep the level of safety very high. The others, pilots that are flying other aircraft, they fly air shows all over the country. You know, they just all love to be here in Oshkosh and put them up in the air. They also get well prepared for it. They the individual groups kind of decide the what kind of formations they're going to fly. The us and his staff put together the patterns to keep everybody separate. We've got a lot of different programs. If they're going to be over the crowd, which some of them might be, of course, they're going to be well above 1,000 feet, which you'll see that. We try to keep as many airplanes out in front of the crowd as often as we can during the entire air show program. And there's a lot of thinking and planning that goes in to put the whole show together and keep it safe.
How do they coordinate that with those wonderful pyrotechnics that you guys have on the ground?
Very carefully, without a doubt. Richest Pyro has been doing this for a lot of years. He's out in front of the crowd, setting everything up. This year, the only day we're doing Pyro, I believe, is Friday and Saturday. Okay, so won't be any Pyro this afternoon. But, when we're timing the event, they work backwards. They have a timeline. And when we're getting a strafing run or we're going to have a bomber come in as a pass, things of that sort, Rich has been in the briefing. He's well aware it's going to happen. And basically, when he sees it coming inbound, he knows the routine, and he lights it off when the airplanes are at the appropriate location.
Oh, it's pure magic. It's pure magic.
It is. It really adds to the show. The guys like to see it. You know, I've flown several times in it, and I've been in one of the patterns just to one side of it. And, you know, I'm concentrating. Of course, I'm watching my leader, which is what I'm supposed to be doing in a formation flight. And the next thing you know, you won't hear it, but all of a sudden you'll feel this little heat all of a sudden warms you up, even though we're 1,000 feet away. And I said, whoop, yep, they just lit it off again. A few seconds later, sometimes even over the roar of the engine, you might hear a little noise.
Yeah, and you can certainly feel it when you're on the flight line. That's
yeah,
sure.
That's what I was going to add, Rick. It's amazing that in the airplanes you can feel the heat, which you should not be able to. You wouldn't think you could, but you can actually feel the concussion of the blast and feel the heat in the airplanes. But we do fly off to the side, obviously, and Rich calls it hot or cold. So it's a very safety oriented procedure out there. It's well choreographed.
Hot or cold.
yeah. Anyway, okay.
If the pyro is hot, you should pay attention.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Yeah. So. Well, it's really a phenomenal show, and for first timers at Oshkosh, it's always fun. You know, we at EA Radio, we have a group of interns that come down from Cloud, Minnesota, every year that are radio interns, broadcast interns, who many of have never been to an air show. And, of course, we make sure and get them out of the station in time for that pyro show because it's quite a big surprise for the newbies, so to speak. So any new people to AirVenture, be sure not to miss the Warbird show on especially Friday and Saturday night is going to be a great show, too, I think.
One thing I want to also mention for you, for those of you that haven't been down to the Warbird yet, of course, you should be down here. This is a great place to be. But if you do come down, remember when that show goes on, which is, like I said, early in the afternoon to open the show every day except for Friday. It's later in the afternoon. One thing we have to do for safety, we've been preaching that all week long, is several areas where the aircraft actually are and they're getting ready to go fly the show, we have to have the guest or the people who are around this area have to be escorted out of that area so the pilots can safely start the airplanes, taxi out to the runway, things of that sort. We call it sterilizing the ramp. So we get everybody off the area. The area is closed down for a short period of time while the airplanes are in the air, but as soon as they get back on the ground and every prop is shut down, we welcome everybody to make sure they're back down here again and they can enjoy the Warbird area till sundown. So well, it's a great place. Place to spend the day.
I've spent quite a few afternoons out here watching them start up and taxi out, and that's actually can be as fun as the show itself. I mean, you're very close to the action, although you are behind a crowd control line for safety, like you said, but there's still a lot to see and hear.
Well, we got a lot of programs going on at once. Of course, basically, Scott's Warbird Alley, it'll stay open throughout the entire air show because it can be secured from where the airplanes are moving. Although we have to move the crowd at different times, Spider Town also usually stays open the entire time for the air show. So there's plenty to see and do down here in Warbirds. We got another event which we'd like to speak about, if I may. We have a new feature this year that's been extremely popular. Matter of fact, our success is a little bit of the trouble. We had to cancel it this morning due to the rain and soft ground, but we have the Warbird Express Pram Tour. Now, this is not a tram like transportation like you can get around the site on. This is a guided tour. It takes about 30 to 40 minutes, depending how talkative our particular tour guide happens to be on that flight. And anyway, it starts in the training command, which is just west of Scott's Warbird Alley, and it winds its way past Fighter Town, and it goes by our living history area. It goes back into the other training aircraft, starting with the liaisons. The guys will tell you a little bit about, you know, well, what does PT mean? What does BT mean? That's a PT-17, but what is it? Primary trainer. Want to interrupt something?
Oh, no.
Bill, I was just waving at
Bill's just a popular guy.
I know he's a popular guy. Everybody waves at Bill as we go by. I don't want to say Bill's been around here a long time, but Bill's been around here a long time. But anyway, the tram is a great...
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, the tram's a great feature. It's been very popular. We were only going to do three a day because we really, you know, it's our first year, things of that sort. We do them every hour on the hour starting at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
We have to take a break at 2 o'clock because guess what? Warbird Air Show is coming up. And it's a popular feature, and we really look forward to it.
Might be a good time right now to mention that the membership in the EA Warbirds of America is open to anyone who has an interest. You don't have to own an airplane. And it's a great way to get involved. And, you know, when you get involved in something, you get a lot more out of it. You put more into it, you get a lot more out. And so we invite people to come, and particularly the veterans to register and get their PIN, and the general membership is open to anybody.
How much does it cost to become a member of Warbirds of America?
Put us on the spot. Okay, $45 a year in addition to your EAA membership.
So it's right in line with the other organizations.
Right in line with the other organizations. And, everybody should be a Warbird member. Come on now. But we have a great time down here. And like you say, the majority of our members really don't own their own aircraft. They just enjoy being around the aircraft. They're mechanics. They're photographers. They're historians. They're just people who love the sights and sounds of a Merlin or a big old radio starting up, aren't they, Connie?
They are, and our volunteers, again, that was the focus of our Plaza Tribute area, our Scott's Warbird Alley, dedicated to all who serve, because the volunteers in this area, and as Bill said, to be a part of Warbirds is to become involved and support the history, and there's a lot more to this than just the airplanes. So this entire area is dedicated to all those volunteers who work so hard to put this on. You say, how does the air show happen? How does this happen? The hours and hours of work throughout the year to make these shows happen. It's 99% volunteer work.
And it's got to be daunting. Huge task.
It's a big task, but it's obvious, you know, we welcome all sorts of new ideas because, you know, we were just sitting around one evening and we decided to come up with a Warbird Express tram tour. And just like Connie, sitting around one time talking and talked by the airplanes when she, Connie's one of our fearless Mustang pilots that's out here flying the air show all the time. And
I was
going to
ask Connie what she flies because she was talking about feeling the heat. So I figured
she didn't have time to tell you all the things she flies.
Connie flies a little of everything. A C-47 or DC-3 up here this year. So,
oh, great. Where's your home base, Connie?
I live just south of Atlanta, and I'm very fortunate. I fly the C-47 from friends over in Troy, Alabama. We bring it up every year, and it's a real pretty red and white airplane. It was a C-47, even though it's in an airline paint scheme now, or original Boeing, Douglas paint scheme. I'm getting my airplanes. I was fortunate enough to fly the B-17 for the EAA for many years, and still fortunate enough to fly the Mustang. So any young ladies out there listening, you too can fly anything you want to or have an opportunity to fly. It's a lot about the opportunity, so I've been very fortunate.
All right, excellent. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about those different venues that you just mentioned in the tram tour, and then a little bit about safety. We still have another 15 minutes of On the Fly. We'll be back in just a minute.